the dust hasn't even settled, really. This is still kind of a shock, and personally, Miguel and I don't know that we know anything really right now. We're just trying to kind of get through this week, help the business owners as best we can to recover through the fundraising efforts and help to support and organize some things related to that. And then we have kind of a long process to deal with the building and the site, and not really sure what's going to happen with that. So in the interim, we've been hearing from partners, organizations that have been part of the market, the city council members, stakeholders in the community, the public, all of who recognize that there's a place, a need for a market like BIM in the community, and they want to find ways to move it forward. We're hoping that we can help coalesce that energy and keep things moving forward. But what that looks like, I don't know at this point. It's kind of too soon to tell.
It's been amazing to me how, after so short of time, after just 10 months now since the businesses, some of them have been operating, that so many people seem to value it so much. Is that something that you realized before the fire?
We've definitely been getting always positive comments from people, like on our social media, or I get emails, I get calls, I get texts from people all the time telling us how much they love it. Or I happen to see somebody out and they've gone for the first time and they tell me how much they love it. And for a lot of reasons, there's always like different reasons why somebody likes it. And then the big reason of, you know, all the things it's doing for the community. So somebody might really like the Ethiopian food, but then everybody kind of recognizes this is a great thing for our community, for all the reasons we wanted to start it in the first place. So we had that sense. I mean, but it's been growing and growing and growing, and this event, this fire, just kind of exploded that energy. And so now we're just being flooded with those kinds of comments and people telling us that.
Yeah, and I think that recognition and that, you know, vibrancy that the and community that the market was trying to create was, you know, starting to be exponential. Like we were starting our series of, you know, Fourth Friday on the bench events, and that would, you know, bring donations to neighbors association. You know, we're doing our starting, you know, Fiesta Sunday with the Mexican consulate. You know, partnering with other organizations to, you know, more things here, you know, more flamenco classes, like more and more, you know, people wanted, you know, more and more of what the market was. And that was great, because the market was always about, okay, anybody that, you know, wants to make this a great opportunity for, you know, the greater good of the community, it's yours to take. And that was happening, you know, brewery coming in, I don't know. It was like a really, really tough time. So,
have you been surprised at all by the outpouring of support from the community?
Surprise, overwhelmed for sure.
Yeah, I know. Surprise is a word. You know, proud.
Yeah. Grateful. Extremely grateful.
You know, grateful and like deeply moved. Like, you know, the other day, you know, we met with all the business owners kind of in a circle behind the building, and, you know, we kind of all cried together and shared where everybody was at, and, like, you know, emotions and tears, you know, were all over the place, and this sense of, you know, being a family, taking care of each other, you know, and as we're leaving the site, someone approached the building, and she came out of the car with, you know, flowers, you know, two or three bunches of, mm-hmm. of flowers. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I saw that, you know, one lady did that, and people going to Buckingham Palace. But it's like, wow, I mean, like, yeah, you know, just to the building, right? There was luckily no casualties, nobody get hurt, etc. But even I know, seeing someone going there and taking flowers was like, wow. I mean, I cannot even read the news. I mean, we went to the, or you know, just Lori got something at the co-op, and you know, just brought it home, and the Jew said, you know, this one is on us, you know, thank you guys or something. And just with that, I get moved and I go into tears, because you know, it's very sad that kind of we lost our baby, but it's really, I know, flattering, moving, and that, you know, all so many of these people recognize the value and now embrace something that at the beginning was, you know, the what project. You're trying to do what? Kind of thing. So it's really good that in such a short time, you know, not only we, all the vendor, all the family that's part of this was able to prove that, yeah, this is great, this work, and it's great for the business owner, for the community. You know, something else was happening was Utah State University with the city, with the major stakeholders in the neighborhood, from, you know, San Al, San Tesoro, and the, you know, a distributing company there, and the neighborhood association. You know, the market was kind of a catalyst for these huge efforts to, you know, enhance the neighborhood and bring really good things to the neighborhood. So, again, it's a project that started in one way, but then the positive energy ended up, you know, flowing in every direction, and that was a great thing.
Did you say Utah State University?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Landscape Architecture and Environmental Planning Department, which was where I got my master's some years ago. And so I'm still in contact with the professors there. And more than a year ago, we were talking about the market and they wanted to do some work up here. And so they came, they brought their urban design studio here last year and started to do some kind of visioning work for the community, for the neighborhood, the bench area. And then they really wanted to continue to work with the city and build off of that. And we started to bring in all of these other stakeholders in the community and all the neighborhood associations in St. Al's. And so now they're up here right now as we speak, meeting with all these stakeholders and working on developing some kind of conceptual ideas for the community. They're holding a public meeting, actually, or kind of a facilitated discussion with the students, a focus group, about a neighborhood discussion for residents of the bench about where to, like what they want to see in the future in the bench. So those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think it's also of many people recognizing that the value and the benefit, but it was never about the building itself, but you know, that value and that benefit does not only lie inside the building and the great food and the culture and the conversation with Kibram or Salam or Terry about tea or, you know, Turkish coffee with Amid, but, you know, and the exchange of culture and knowledge that goes in, you know, within the building, but also the spillover, you know, effect that a project like this, you know, has on the whole community and on the neighborhood, all the good things that could generate, you know, outside those premises. So
it was just starting to really gain that momentum, that kind of partnership energy, that, you know, working with all of the other folks in the neighborhood. So
I remember when I came in April, some of the businesses were doing really well, others were not, like in any kind of marketplace. If I had asked you last week how things were going, what would you have said?
I would say that we were we'd had this acceleration period and then kind of a little lull where we were, you know, we'd been open for a while. We've had some big attention and events, and now where are we going to go?
Summertime, slow time.
And we were just kind of coming out of that with all of these new monthly events and having more more regular activities and all these other new partners. We had new businesses coming in that weren't there yet, that were coming in this fall. So we were kind of ready to hit that next stage of growth and continue to kind of, you know, evolve. So that's how we felt. I mean, that's what we, when we left on our trip to get married, that's kind of where we left it. We kind of prepped for this period, ready to kind of move into this next stage.
I'm still stuck on that you guys had gone to get married this weekend. I mean, if that had happened in a book, I would not have believed it. It just seems so horribly unlikely.
I know.
Yes. I mean, it was, you know, we just landed in Philadelphia. That's where Lori's family is from, and that's where, you know, why we're getting married there, and, you know, she grew up there, going to the New Jersey shore. So that was kind of the whole idea behind being there. Plus, you know, some of my family and friends were coming from Argentina. But, you know, we landed in Philadelphia, and like 4 hours later, you know, phones, and, you know, we never had a night, really, because all that night was phone, talking to all our business owners, talking to the fire chief, talking to the alarm company, getting footage, you know, making, you know, changing all our flight plans, calling everybody to let them know, well, the wedding is not happening, and trying to contact, you know, my family that at that point was on a plane about to land in New York. So, okay, you know, when you guys touch the ground, call me. But even with that, it's like we're there looking at each other. Is we'll wake up, and, you know, it's like, it's not happening. I mean, those things that, and yeah, and even, you know, driving to the market, it's like when someone really close to you dies, and you still expect to go into a room and find them doing the same thing they're doing before, like expect going to the kitchen and, you know, see your mom, you know, cooking something and the kitchen is empty. Or so, I mean, that's the feeling.
And I know that there's so many things are uncertain right now, and it's just happened. Is there anything that can be done that you know of to keep the market going in the meantime?
Well, the one thing is to help support the business owners. They all have to make decisions about what it is they want to do for their families and their situations and their businesses. I know the conversation was that many of them want to continue working together. For some of them, it may or may not be possible. Some of them lost everything, all their inventory, everything, and it will take some considerable effort for them to get back to that point. So there's the fund, the fundraising that's been going on, supporting that to help them start to some relief from this period, but also hopefully start to recover their business. The other effort, you know, to move the market forward, there's a bunch of things going on that aren't necessarily all coming from Miguel and I. We've heard some other community members start to talk about offering temporary space, and the business owners may be organizing into a co-op and some other options to help them kind of get going again as quickly as possible. And we are meeting with the city and the council members and a variety of other stakeholders to discuss those things. What are the, you know, how can everybody pull together and get all this energy together and help to keep this going? But I don't really have any more information at this point. So for all those who want to keep it going, they want the market to continue in some way, we've just asked them to email us our market account, info@BoiseInternationalMarket.com, and tell them why the market's important to them, why it's important to the community. Because I think it's important for all those people who are going to kind of get together and try to make something happen, for them to hear from the community about what's important about it, why it's important, why it should continue, if they think it should continue. So those are kind of the two things that we've put out there in the community if they want to get involved right at this moment. I'm sure there will be more things evolving as you know, time passes a little bit, but we're still kind of just at the very beginning of this and trying to get a handle on just what happened, trying to make sure everybody's okay, and starting to just now have some conversations about how can we move this forward.
Yeah, I think, well, you touched on, I think there are kind of two stages. One is, you know, let's keep the idea alive. Let's try to, you know, recreate this on this side, on some other side. And, you know, for that to happen, I think it needs to come from a coalition of stakeholders. You know, it's not, you know, just, you know, community donations or even, you know, the donations are all for the families and all for the business owners. But I think, a project of this magnitude would really require, you know, corporate and you know, key stakeholders' support from the community to really be, you know, be reenacted or give rebirth. The other aspect, as you said, is like the more immediate, you know, those that want to still conduct business in some fashion, how can they do that? I think some of the challenge is, you know, some of our business owners may be in different pages on what they can do, what they want to do, whether they made a decision or not. Some of them are just looking for, well, I need more cleaning jobs because I need to bring money and, you know, feed my family. So, you know, very, very different stages and reality. And on top of that, then you add, well, you know, for some, maybe as simple as, you know, setting a table and, you know, selling some, you know, produce or something like that. You know, for the guys that there's any, you know, cooking involved, etc., you know, putting up a commercial kitchen, getting all your permits, getting, I mean, that's, you know, that's never simple. That's not something that could be done in a, okay, we'll do a big tent and, you know, people will just, you know, set up in here.
I think this is also fresh. Every single person, including us in the market, is just trying to assess where they're at and figure out what it is they need in order to move forward. And we know that the community is out there, like, anxious to help, so many different offers of help in all kinds of forms, labor, cleaning up, I mean, all kinds of ways, money. But we all just need a little bit of time to kind of assess where things are at and figure out what can we do to move things forward. And that's, you know, an individual decision for everybody, but it's also, you know, we have to talk as a group and kind of figure out what's possible. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to meet with, you know, these stakeholders and partners and organizations that have been involved and supporters and figure out, okay, what do you want to see? What resources can people bring to the table to kind of make this happen? Because we know that, you know, unfortunately, when things happen, people's attention is on it, and then it kind of dissipates as other things take place. So we know this, you know, we don't want to wait forever to start another market. We have all this great support and for the market, and we've been building for 3 years. So we don't want to wait too long to make something happen.
Yeah, I think some of the, you know, some kind of the positives, but I think it's... This greatly enhanced the sense of, you know, family and group that was already at the market. You know, we met, you know, Sunday. We continue to meet periodically, you know, with everybody. But again, this sense of everybody truly caring for the other and doing things to help whoever, you know, they can help. So that's great. That's, you know, great to see. And I think in fact towards the end of that meeting, I told everybody, all our family and business owners, that if anything, like, everything that happened at that meeting, I was so thankful for that, because, you know, that's the project at least allowed me to connect in such a deep way with all these people and those families and sharing that level of emotion with them. For me, it was, you know, it was an asset. It was something, you know, good in life. Even looking back and all the bad things that happened, that was something that was good. As you look it back in life, those are the things that make it meaningful. I think the other The other one is, we talked about it before, like, okay, how people embrace the market and all the support, but also keep in mind all these guys to different degrees where, and that's what the market was trying to provide, an opportunity to give your dream a chance, right? You know, Kibrom never knew if he was going to sell a lot of Injera or, you know, one Injera a week. I mean, he thought, man, that's what I want to do. I'd rather be doing that than driving a cab. You know, Salam with his Middle Eastern food, or Navid and, you know, coffee and Turkish coffee, etc. And each of them, I can, you know, name all of them, right? But I think each of them, to you know, higher or lesser degree, they prove that, you know, it works. The same way we prove that our dream could work in the community as a market, I think individually a lot of them are in a better place because they already proved this. Well, yeah, if I put a restaurant, my people, you know, people come, they love the food, I can do this, or, you know, they buy my handbags, or, you know. So I think that's probably some level of comfort that it brings to all of them. You know, the Colombian people are so excited about people loving, you know, some other different plates, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's another somewhat positive aspect.
It sounds to me a little bit like the rebirth of the market, if it happens, will be very different than the birth of it. You, before when it started, you two were doing it. It was your dream. You made it happen. There were, you know, other people and other groups involved, but it was to a large extent you. But Miguel, you're talking about stakeholders coming together, and it sounds like the individual business owners have a lot more ownership in it now. Is that rebirth going to be very different, and is it going to be a different market if it comes back?
I think, well...
Can I say something? I mean, it's always going to be a different market. I know it's an unfair comparison to some extent, but, you know, your son dies, and then, you can have another kid, but it's never going to be that. I know it's very unfair to... I lost my dad when I was 12, but it's, I know it's still unfair to anybody who lost a kid, but just to put some perspective, so again, going there and going in and talking to Terry or playing with Shamshi, you know, Kutukira's daughter, which is, you know, probably not even 2 years old, and the other day, you know, holding her and me and Shamshi crying and she pointing to the building and wanting to go in when it was already destroyed. I mean, again, they're so... It just could never be the same, no matter what.
But it's not just that. I mean, it started with us because it was a wet project. What are you trying to do? I don't quite see it. Okay, well, some people saw what we were trying to do and jumped on board, but now people know, and it was always a dream meant to share. We were never intending to, you know, keep it to ourselves. We always, the only way it would be successful is it for it to be shared among the community and all the people who wanted a part of it, wanted to be a part of it. And unfortunately this happened, but now we're at that point where everybody wants to share part of that dream. And so our hope is that it'll be much easier to start rebirth than it was the first time. And that it'll be even better than it was before.
There are so many people now who want it to be rebuilt there or somewhere else, just for the market to exist again. But I don't think anybody would blame you if at this point in your life you wanted to walk away, that you didn't want to start all over again with this. Does the market go forward with you two?
It could. I mean, yeah. we don't want to walk away.
It's but important we cannot, work for us. You know,
we cannot give rebirth to it again by ourselves. That's why, true and substantial corporate support for a rebuild, for, you know, ongoing operations. I mean, there's a lot of aspects. But this is, you know, the building was not our dream. The building was not our baby. It was kind of the eggshell or the, but, you know, the dream, the idea, the concept, all that's still, I think, still alive and to some extent is stronger. But now, okay, in order to become a reality again, that's what we're saying. You know, we just cannot do it just by ourselves again.
Well, it's, and, you know, part of the market was about empowering people to, you know, make a difference in their lives and the community and create a business and, you know, start to do something. And that's happened. Our business owners, I think, are organizing more on their own than they were before. And they're, you know, like I said, some folks are talking about a co-op and other things. So even regardless of, like, you know, what our dream was, they are empowered in a way that they weren't before. And that was an intention of the market, that it was supposed to be like that. And that's happening, and that's great. So I don't, you know, I'm not, it's not clear how things are going to play out at this point. It's still very, very important work for Miguel and I. But the fact that there are so many other people who are actually making something happen right now is so fantastic. That is exactly what the market was about.